Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on. Come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break, break every chain.
Break every chain.
Come on, say to
break every, break every chain. Break every chain.
There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up, yeah. To break every chain, break every chain.
Tasha Cobb, break every chain. Amen, amen. Some things we have to do ourselves for those chains to start falling, for those chains to start disappearing. Amen. Break every chain. But she also says something very, very powerful, and that is there is power in the name of Jesus. Amen. We greet you once again in the awesome, magnanimous, precious, wonderful, sweet, eternal name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We pray that everyone had a beautiful and blessed holiday on yesterday, and I'm praying that you were able to make the Lord Jesus a part of that celebration on yesterday. Nevertheless, this is another day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. So glad to see Prophetess Darlene on the line. Thank God for our co-host, Sister Ruby Larry, that's man in the switchboard. We thank you. I'm on the road traveling here and there. Amen. But I yet have a mind to praise God. I yet have a mind to thank him for his goodness and his mercy. As I began to look at the scripture, my mind went straight to Revelations 12 and 11, where the word of God said, and they overcame him. They overcame him. Who? The devil. Who? Satan. By the blood of the Lamb. Who was that Lamb? That Lamb was our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So it says, and they overcame Satan by the blood of the Lamb, by Jesus' blood, and by the word of their testimony. Who testimony? The saints' testimony. And they love not their lives unto death. Amen, amen. So we have to overcome one another by the word of our testimony, because each and every one of us have a story. Each and every one of us has a testimony, and that testimony should always be to give God the glory. It should always be to lift him up and thank him for what he has done, because we can't do anything in and of ourselves. So all good gifts, they come from the Lord. Everything good, everything pleasant, we can look to the Lord to grant us the beautiful things, the beautiful gifts that he and he alone can grant. Amen. So we just welcome you today. Again, we're continuing our celebration, our second year anniversary here on Black Talk Radio. As I looked at the stats today, over 66,676 listeners. So we thank God for what he's doing. We are going to continue to preach and teach the gospel as the Lord so lead us. And we're thankful for what God is continually doing in our lives. Again, as I look at the scripture in Psalms, 116th division of Psalm, chapter, verse 12 and 13, it says, what shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits toward me? What can we render unto the Lord? What can we give him that he would be pleasing with our lives? Amen. So we're going to go forth. We're going to ask Evangelist. We're going to ask Sister Ruby Larry to open up with the word of prayer for us on the day. We only see about three people on the line. I hope if they have any hangovers, I hope it's a holy hangover and it's not nothing that we indulged in on yesterday that would keep us from being able to lift up the name of Jesus. But that's all right. I know this is holiday time, but every day is a holiday for me. Every day that the Lord give me breath in my body and a mind to continue to praise him, I look at that as a great holiday. So we're going to ask Sister Ruby to open up with the word of prayer for us on today, and we're going to flow as the Lord lead us on today.
Oh, amen.
Bless Lord, you, Sister Ruby.
Bless you, Evangelist Bernard. We just thank you, Lord Jesus, for allowing us to see another day that you have made. a day to worship and praise you and lift you up and anoint you, Lord Jesus, with our praise, with our prayer, hallelujah, with our obedience, with our love, with our joy that you have given us, and with your mercy and your grace that you have bestowed upon your royal family. We just thank you and praise you. Lord, if I said anything that was displeasing in your sight, I want to repent, because I don't want the words to be spoken in prayer and come forth and it be hindered because of what I have said or done. So please forgive me. Lord, we just thank you today for opportunity that you have woke us up with a sound mind, Lord Jesus, to call on you, to serve you, to come on this broadcast that you have blessed and allowed us to be on this Block Talk Radio, New Destiny Ministries, a time of reflection. For 2 years you have blessed us. Hallelujah. And you said, Lord Jesus, whatever your provision, whatever your vision is, you will make provision for it when you're in the midst of the congregation and the people that you have sent on this broadcast, holy men and women of God, prophetess, evangelists, preachers, teachers, each and every one of the saints that you have sent on here. Lord Jesus, we know you have a purpose and a reason for having this line up, and with our founder and host, Evangelist Bernard. Lord Jesus, we ask you to bless her. You know what she's staying in need of. Bless her family, Lord Jesus. Bless her son. Bless her sister in prison, Lord Jesus. We know that you, like to say, break every chain. Lord, we know nothing is bigger than you. Hallelujah. And you can go where we can't go, and you see what we can't see, and you know the timing of each and every one of our lives and what you were going to take place, because you know our DNA. You know where we were born to, Lord Jesus. You know what our growing up was going to be, and you know the gifts and the calling that you have placed in us. You said if we be obedient, we will eat and have the fruit of this land, and that you will provide provisions for our needs, for our family needs, for the marriages that you have set in order from heaven above, that you have joined the men and women in one in marriage, Lord. We thank you for the single women that's on this broadcast, Lord, including me. We thank you that you're keeping us, Lord Jesus. We thank you through your words that you let us know how to live holy, how to walk holy, how to talk holy, how to be holy, that we can be a light that's shining in this dark and troubled world, that men may see your good work and glorify you, Lord Jesus, which is in heaven. And you said in your words, you tell us all the time to read your words, because that's the only thing going to keep us. Hallelujah. And your power that you left on this earth, the Holy Ghost power to direct and guide us, Lord Jesus. And we're so thankful for it. We just praise you. We had 10,000 times. We couldn't praise you enough, Lord Jesus. So we just thank you for yesterday as celebrated the birth of you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, that you came down 42 generations to bring your people back to you. You said you came to save us, the lost, and sin, and redeem us back to you. And, Lord, we're so grateful that you have went in these dark places, these hollow places, these places where we have been in sin and shame, and you said you love us to come out, and you cleansed us, and you washed us, and you purified, and you made us whole. And not only that, Lord, when we obey you and do your will, you call us friend. Hallelujah. I say you calling us be friend when I done been so in sin and shame and rolled over and didn't know the word, but you said once you called, came in and was obedient, then you're my friend if you do my will and do my way and witness and seek and save the lost. Hallelujah, because that's what you came for. Hallelujah. You say the other ones don't need you because they don't need a doctor, but the lost need a doctor. So you came to save the lost, Lord, and we thank you for this broadcast, that we can come on this broadcast all over the nation, all over the world. We don't know where it lands, but we know once we come on the air that your word shall not fall to the ground, that it shall proceed what it set out to do, that it will come to pass. Hallelujah. You said it, write the vision down, because the time is coming and it will come to pass. Hallelujah. So we We thank you for each and every one that you have set on this broadcast. Hallelujah. We ask you to bless them, Lord. Teach us more love for one another. Hallelujah. Teach us to grow in wisdom and knowledge and understanding. You say if you need it, ask you, Lord, I'm asking you today for more wisdom, for more knowledge, for more understanding, where I can walk and be the light that you have so chose us to be in this world. Hallelujah. We thank you and praise you. Hallelujah. We ask you to bless the children, Lord Jesus, because mostly yesterday was for the children, Lord Jesus. We ask you to bless the ones that didn't get anything, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. But to send somebody to let them know that you are the gift of this time of the year. Hallelujah. And that you will bless them and that you will protect them and guide them and direct them. And you will give them a safe environment, a home, food on their table. Hallelujah. And their loved ones reunited. So we give you the glory and we give you all the praise and we love you, Lord Jesus, with all our heart, with all our mind, and with all our soul. And we thank you. And we thank you for this broadcast. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you. Amen, amen. As we begin to just reflect upon God's goodness. Thank you, Sister Ruby, for that prayer. Glory to God, truly. Without God, we could do nothing. Amen. I meant to make mention that we need to continue to pray for Evangelist Earlene Cummins. Amen. I plan to check on her status later today, so I certainly will ask each and every one of you all to remember Evangelist Earlene Cummins. Amen. But as we continue, as I said, we have a few people on the line, and again, we're going to give God some glory and go to some of you all and ask for you all to give a testimony if you or if God has laid something on your heart that you would like to say to our listeners today. We certainly will appreciate it. As I was sitting here, I went to the book of Exodus, and I just want to read a little bit of this chapter here and thinking about God's covenant and his promise that he has made to each and every one of us. We know that God has promised us eternal life. He's promised us that he would rebuke the devourer for our sake. He promised us if we commit our ways to him, if we delight ourselves in him, he would give us the desires of our heart. Matthew 6:33 says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Amen. But as I open up the Bible, I went to the 33rd chapter of Exodus, and the first verse we're going to read these few verses, and then we're going to get right on into and let you all testify of God's goodness. And as I said in our opening, Revelation 12 and 11 says that we overcame him. We overcome Satan. That's how we overcome. We overcome the devil. We overcome evil with good. And we overcome by the word of our testimony. If nobody ever hear what God has done for you and where he's brought you from, then they don't know that some of the same situations that they're going through, that if God did it for me, he can surely do it for you. So Exodus chapter 33 says, "And the Lord said unto Moses, Depart and go up hence, thou and the people which thou hast brought up out of the land of Egypt." Moses had led the Israelites, the people of God, out of the land of Egypt, and unto the land which I swear unto Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, unto thy seed what will I give it. God always gives a promise, And when he give up that promise is just not for us, but it's unto our children and our children's children. He said, I've already swore. God is the only one can swear because he told us and out in his word for us not to swear. He said, I swear unto Abraham. God can swear because who can cause us to challenge God on what he does? No man can challenge God. And he said, I swear unto Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, unto thy seed. What are you saying, God? Unto thy children and your children's children, I'm going to give you a land. And he said, I will send an angel before thee, and I will drive out the Canaanites, the Amorites, the Hittites, and the Perizzites. These are the other people that were considered really heathens. They weren't considered people of God. Amen. Even though we know that God made us all, but there are some people that God has sworn by that he's going to bless them. And not only them, he's going to bless their children. Amen. He'll drive out the enemy just for your children and you to be blessed. And he said, and the Jebusite, unto a land. What is he saying? I'm going to drive out all of your enemies, and I'm going to bring you unto a land that is flowing with milk and honey. For I will not go up in the midst of thee, for thou art a stiff-necked people, lest I consume thee in thy way. So what is God saying? God saying to his people, I already know you're stiff-necked. I already know you're hard-headed. But because of the promise that I've already made to your fathers, I'm God all by myself. I can't lie. I will not lie. And I won't change my word because the promise I made to Abraham, the promise I made to Isaac and Jacob, I have to live up to my end of the bargain. Amen. God will never renege on any of his promises. Okay? And verse 4 says, and when the people heard these evil tidings, they mourned. And no man did put on him his ornaments. So what are you saying? When they heard that God said, well, guess what? I'm going to honor my promise to your forefathers. He said, but because of your stiff neck, because of your hard head, you're going to go through some things that, guess what, you shouldn't be going through. But because you failed to acknowledge me, because you failed to walk in my statutes, because you have a cold heart, amen, and your heart is not towards me any longer, he said, I'm going to cause some things to come upon you that's going to rob you the wrong way. Amen. He said, but if you had been obedient and if you had listened, guess what? You wouldn't find yourself in this kind of predicament. Amen. Some things we get ourselves in, people of God, and then we're calling on the Lord. Yes, we call on the Lord because God is obligated to us. But sometimes God allows trouble to come to get our attention. Sometimes God allows afflictions to come to get our attention. Sometimes God will allow our bank account to dry up to get our attention. Sometimes God will allow somebody to harden their hearts against us to get our attention. Amen. So we're at Exodus 33. Now we're at verse 5. For the Lord has said unto Moses, say unto the children of Israel, ye are stiff-necked people. Listen to that. God has given instructions to tell Moses, to tell him, you're a stiff-necked people. I will come up into the midst of thee in a moment and consume thee. Therefore, now pull off thine ornaments from thee, that I may know what to do unto thee. What is he saying? All of these things that's not important, all of these things that's not significant, all of these things that we have picked up because of these heathens that surround us, he's saying, take them off. Put them away from among you and call on me. Remember, God said to have no other gods before him. If we put our children before God, God is not pleased. God said, the Lord thy God is a jealous God. God don't want us to put nothing before him. He said that I may know what to do unto thee. I'm at verse 6. And the children of Israel stripped themselves of their ornaments by the Mount Horeb. And Moses took the tabernacle and pitched it without the camp, afar from the camp, and called it the tabernacle of the congregation. And it came to pass that everyone which sought the Lord, listen, everyone which sought the Lord went out into the tabernacle of the congregation, which was without the camp. And it came to pass when Moses went out unto the tabernacle that all the people rose up and stood every man at his tent door and looked after Moses until he was going into the tabernacle. And it came to pass as Moses entered into the tabernacle, the cloudy pillar descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle. And the Lord talked with Moses. What are you saying? God's presence illuminated the atmosphere. Amen. So guess what? When God come in a place, when his presence come, there's peace, there's joy, there's happiness, there's anointing, there's all overflowing. Because God can't come into your situation and nothing change. When God permeates the atmosphere, everything in that atmosphere become holy. Everything in that atmosphere begins to reverence God. And that's what happened. Oh, let's go on. And all the people on that verse 10 saw the cloudy pillar staying at the of the tabernacle door. All the people rose up and worship every man in his tent door. Because guess what? They recognize that cloud. They recognize that the anointing had permeated the atmosphere. Amen. When God come in a place, you better watch out. Because most times he's coming to bless you. Hey, but if he come because of our disobedience, if he come because of our hard head and our stiff neck, then we're in trouble. Amen. So let's go on. Verse 11 said, and the Lord spake unto Moses face to face, as a man speaking unto his friend. And he turned again into the camp. But his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. This young man had recognized what was happening. He wanted to stay in the presence of God. We need to stay in the presence of God. Amen. Verse 12 says, and Moses said unto the Lord, see thou sayest unto me, bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Listen at this. He's challenging God. Now, what you mean to tell me, Lord? You done told me to bring these people up. Now you're not going to tell me who's supposed to be here with me? Ah, glory to God. Yes, thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight. So you telling me, Lord, you know me by name? You said I found grace in your sight, and now you won't reveal to me what it is you are going to do? You won't reveal unto me who you are going to send to help me? Hallelujah. Verse 13 says, now therefore, I pray thee, if I have found grace, this is Moses talking to the Lord now, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. So Moses is really, he's interceding for the people. But God was angry because guess what? When you don't follow the word of the Lord to the letter, God gets angry. God gets angry. We have to follow what God is saying to us. People may not understand why you're going through. People may not understand what the Lord is doing in your life. But if God gives you some instructions, you need to be obedient and you need to follow it. Amen. So we're at verse 14. And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. And he said unto him, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. For wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not in that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. In verse 17, and the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. So God is telling Moses, I know who you are. God is telling us today, I know who you are. I've already seen what you're going through. Yes, you might be crying out to the Lord every day, why haven't you delivered me? Why haven't you answered me? God said, I know your name, and I know who you are. And verse 18 said, and he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. Ah, Moses is saying, show me your glory, Lord. Yes, I already know you brought us out of Egypt. Yes, I know you've already parted the Red Sea. But he said, I need something more. I need to see your glory. Demonstrate your glory to me, Lord. Ah, show me your glory. We had a topic, one of our lessons was, who is this King of Glory? The Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, the Lord. Mighty in battle, strong, hallelujah. Verse 19, and he said, let's just finish this chapter, and we're going to get right on into it, because guess what? God wants us to know that he knows who we are. I don't care what you're going through, what you've been through, and guess what? What you're going to go through. God knows your name, and he says, I've already given you grace for the storm. I've already given you grace for the situation. I've already given you grace. Hallelujah. Even though you're crying night and day, I know your situation. I know who you are. Just go through. Don't murmur. Don't complain. Go through. Because God said, I'm making you. I'm trying you. If I don't put you in this fire, you'll never be pure. If I don't allow you to go through some things, you'll never know who I am. Oh, glory to God. Oh, Jesus. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee. Now, this is the key verse here to let you know that God haven't forgotten about you. He said, I will make all my goodness, Moses. Ah, Hebrew children, I'll make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim. I'm going to stand in my place, and I'm going to proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious. And I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. Sometimes we get upset and angry because we see God blessing other folks. And we're sitting around saying, Lord, I've done your will. I served you. Why are they being blessed and I'm not? God said, who are you to tell me who to bless? He said, I reign on the just as well as the unjust. I'm gracious to whom I want to be gracious to. And I bless those that I will. Amen. I have mercy on whom I will. Let's read that one again. Verse 19, we got three more verses, and we're going to give it right over to our panel. Amen. He said, I will make all my goodness. Everything that's good is going to pass before you. I have set a door that is open, and I'm not going to deny you of nothing. If your ways continually please me, I'm going to open the door. You're going to eat. You're going to be in a land that's flowing with milk and honey. Hallelujah. You will not want for nothing. He said, I'm going to make my goodness pass before thee. And I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And he says, thou canst not see my face, sir. What are you saying? The Lord said, no man have seen time. He said, Moses, you can't handle my glory. If you looked upon me and saw, he said, you're going to see my and just me revealing to you my hind part, you can't even handle it. We can't handle God's glory. I mean, really, let's be real about it. If the glory of the Lord consume us, we might fall out and die. God, he said, no, seen me. All you have seen in my likeness was my son. Hallelujah. And I sent him in sinful flesh to redeem man back. You couldn't handle my glory. Woo, glory to God. He said, I can't see my face, but there shall no man see me and live. He said, if you look upon my face, you won't be able to live. But he said, I sent my son. Glory to God. That's my testimony. He sent his son in the likeness of sinful flesh. Hallelujah. To redeem mankind back. He said, my son knew no sin, but he humbled himself. He humbled himself. The scripture says that Jesus said, I don't think it's robbery to be equal with God. He said, but I humbled myself, and I took on what? The form of a servant. Mind you, he was a servant. He was the Son of God. But he said, I took on the form. He took on that image, but that wasn't really who he was. He was the Son of God that God had given all power to. He said, all power is in your hand, in heaven and in earth. Oh, Jesus, that's another lesson there. And the Lord said, behold, there's a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. And it shall come to pass while my glory passes by that I will put thee in a cleft of the rock. God, I hide you in the cleft of the rock. And I will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. He said, Moses, you can't handle my glory. So I'm going to hide you in the cleft of the rock. And I'm going to put my hand over you where you can't see. Because I want you to live. God wants us to live and not die. And he said, I'm going to put my hand there while I pass by. And I will take away mine hand, and thou shalt see my back part. All you're going to see is the back of me. But my face shall never be seen, shall not be seen. So what are you saying? Sister Bernard, while you seeking God, it's important. You don't have to see his face. All you have to do is believe his word. All you have to do is know that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Now, what is your night? Your night may be 5 years. Your night may be 10 years. It may be like my sister Danielle, 21 years. Oh, glory to God. But guess what? He said after the night, after you've gone through, after you suffered, he said, guess what? I'm going to give you some joy in the morning. 21 years she's been in prison. Hallelujah. So she's still in a night hour. Oh, glory to God. But guess what? Her morning is about to arrive. Her morning is about to arrive. Lord God knows I didn't want. Y'all better leave me alone. I didn't know none of this today. I didn't know who was going to be on the line today. Amen. But I'm here at my goddaughter's. And I had inquired. I couldn't get two people I was inquiring of. So I said, Lord, what is it today? He said, let it flow, let it flow. Now open up the book. And I went to ask you. You're a witness, huh? None of this was in my spirit. So the Lord is trying to encourage us today. No matter what you're going through, hallelujah. God said, I will hide my face. And I'll allow you to be blessed. I'll allow you to be covered with my glory. Amen. You don't have to see all of what God is doing. Just know that he's doing it. You don't have to keep on begging and pleading. God sees your situation, and he's going to bring you out. Hallelujah. He's brought me out. I don't know about you all. He's brought me out. Amen. He's still bringing me out. Oh, it's not an easy. It's not an easy thing to lose friendship. It's not an easy thing to have to cut ties with family. Family that's been in your life all your life. Children, husband. I don't care who they are. If they're leading you to hell and they're causing you to sin, cut them off. Hallelujah, that's what you have to do in this season. This is a season where we have to take the scripture, save yourself. Save yourself from this untoward generation. Hallelujah. Moses was interceding on behalf of God's people. Hallelujah, but guess what? If you don't obey what God said, there will be no intercessor for you. Sometimes God says, praying for them. I've given them opportunity after opportunity, and they won't change. They're stuck in their ways, and I'm preaching to me today. Hey, because I got to get rid of this flesh too. My flesh is just like yours. It'll rise up at any moment. But I'm saying, Lord, help me to get rid of this flesh, because I want to see you in peace. I want you to get the glory out of my life. Oh, Lord, so we just bless God today for what he's doing. We don't have but a few people on the line, but I'm encouraged. I'm encouraged because I'm on my assignment. Amen. And at the 1 o'clock hour, I don't care if I have to sit in my car. Hey, I'm coming on this line because God has given me strength to get on the line. He's given me strength to look and see what needs to be done. The Bible said without a vision, the people perish. God has given me a vision. Hallelujah, and I'm going to pursue it. I don't care who don't understand it. My mother don't understand what goes on with me. She don't understand how God leads and directs me. That's not for her to understand because God don't hold a conversation with her about me. Amen. When I talk to God, it's one-on-one. Hey, glory to God. And I have to follow what he puts in my spirit to say, what he put in my spirit to do. And when God does it, and guess what? Everything works for my good. The Bible says all things work together for the good. To them that love the Lord and to them that are called in to his purpose according to God's own time, not your time. Amen, amen. So we bless you all today. We just want to give you that those little nuggets. Hey, glory to God. I hope it's helping somebody. It has helped me. Amen. So I'm going to give this phone over to my goddaughter and let her testify on what and however the Lord lead her. And then we're going to open up the line and amen. And you can testify of God's glory to God.
Jesus, I'll never forget. what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget, no, never. How can I forget what you've done for me? How can I forget how you set me free? How can I forget how you brought me out? How can I forget? No, never. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. Let's just have a praise break, y'all, where we just give God some praise. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, Almighty God. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your matchless name, Almighty God. Ah, come to bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. First giving honor to God and to all whom honors due. I so greatly appreciate God today for being here. I thank and appreciate God for the word that went forth today. I thank and appreciate God for I am an overcomer. And I thank and appreciate God today for allowing me to be an overcomer. I thank God because when she was talking about that word, talking about going through, and I can tell anybody about going through because I mean myself, I've been in a storm for like the last past 8 years. I've had so many different obstacles come against me. It's like every single year it's been some major stuff. I've been had blows. I've had house fire. My house caught on fire in 06, 2010 it caught on fire. And I just had so many different things come up against me. But I thank God that all of those things that came up against me, I thank God because it worked out for my good. My house, when my house caught on fire, I didn't even have a clue, you know, on what we were going to do. You know, I was just like, it just overtook me. You know, the fire, me and my girls, we were here in the house, and the basement caught on fire, and we were able to get out safe. And that fire, you know, sometimes we think when things happen, we think that this is the end of it. But I thank God because it was just a temporary setback for a divine comeback. And I thank God because that fire, us having that fire, allowed us to be able to pay off our home. And I thank God because my house is paid for. I don't know a dollar on it. And I thank and appreciate God for that. In the midst of your going through, I learned this year about you know, just going through different things in life. And going through, I learned to praise God in the midst of what I've been going through because your praise is what's going to fight for you. Your praise is what's going to bring about a change. It's going to bring about a turnaround. Any and everything that we're going to ever need from God is going to be in our praise. And I thank and appreciate God because I learned to trust in Jesus this year. I've really learned, you know, it sounds so cliche. We always say, oh, yeah, I learned to trust in Jesus. I learned to trust in God. No, I have truly learned to trust in Jesus this year. I had a lot of dark days. I had so many oppositions come up against me, but I've learned to trust in Jesus. And the most important thing I learned about that I learned in the midst of going through is your confession. Your life, it follows your words. And we are so snared by the words of our mouth. And sometimes when we're going through, we run our mouth and we complain and we say all this negative stuff. But all that negative stuff you say, you won't have it. The Bible says you shall have whatsoever you say. Out of your mouth come blessings, come curses. And when you speak all that negativity and say all that crazy negative stuff, all you just did was got in agreement with the devil. And the Bible said if two or three touch and agree on anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them and my Father, which is in heaven. And when you start speaking all that negativity and saying all that crazy stuff, the devil, you just got in agreement with the devil. And guess what? God got to let it happen because y'all both agreed on it. The devil already agreed on it because when he started speaking it to you, and then you started talking about it too. So you agreed, and the devil agreed with you. Now God got to let that stuff happen. But when you change your confession and you start speaking the word of God, you just got in agreement with the word of God, and you even got in agreement with God. See, God's word, God is his word. And when you start speaking the word of God, he got to let it happen because God will not turn back to him. God, his word will not turn back to him, boy. But his word will accomplish that, what he sent forth to do. So when you speak God's word, you got to let it happen. Don't forget to speak in all that negativity, all that negative stuff. Even if it is happening, you have the power. God gave us so much power in the words that we speak. You can speak a thing. God told us to speak those things that be not as though they were. Okay, it might look like this situation, but even though it looked like that, speak it the way you want it to be, and I guarantee you got to turn that thing around. And I can tell anybody about that. I'm just a firm believer of speaking his word and talking the word of God, because I even went through a situation about 4 months ago. I had my PG&E bill was overdue, and I 48-hour notice. I didn't even know how I was going to pay it. And I had my homeowner's insurance was up. I didn't know how I was going to get that paid. They sent me a notice saying that they were going to repo my car because I didn't have the money to pay that. And I was just saying, I told God, I just reminded him of his word, and that's what he wanted to do. Sometimes God just wants you to remind him of his word. And I began to remind God of his word. I said, God, she said, oh, no, man. I said, God, and I didn't ask him what I was going to do. I said, now, God, what you going to do about this? I said that on a Saturday. Sunday I came up from church, and I came and I laid down to take a nap, and I began to hear the Lord say, check your account. And I went and I called in and I checked out my account. I had $2,000 sitting in the bank. Didn't even know where the money came from. And I had just enough to pay every bill that I had that was overdue. And I can tell anybody that you can't beat God given no matter how hard you try. It's better for God to owe you than you to owe him. And I'm just telling you right now, I just want to encourage you to just keep on praising God in the midst of the storm, praising, because your praise is going to fight for you. Change your confession, because when you change your confession and speak God's word, it works. The word still works. Prayer, it still works. And I just thank and appreciate God because God has been good to me. I thank God for God is my storm. I thank God because I see God turning things around. The song has been in my spirit. That word has been in my spirit that God is turning things around for me. And I'm here to tell each and every one of you that's listening that it's not always going to be like this. And God will perfect those things that concern you. Sooner or later, God is going to turn this thing in your favor, and he's going to turn it around. He's going to work it out just for you. Just keep believing and hold on to God, and don't stop praising and don't stop praying. And be encouraged in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. That's a powerful testimony. Amen to those that's able to grasp it. Hey, glory to God. When you rejoice for someone else, when your time comes for the blessing, God will bless you also. Amen. We're going to go to Prophetess Darlene Davis. Amen. God bless you, praise woman of God.
Praise the Lord. God bless everyone. I enjoyed the broadcast once again. Just thank God for that powerful testimony. I just thank God for being God. I just thank him for so many things on last night. I thank God when I came on the broadcast on yesterday, God did something new last night. So I just thank him for being God, and I just praise him, and I lift him up on today. God bless you all.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, woman of God. God is still able. We're closing out 2013, and we're expecting some great things from God in 2014. But you know what? If you're not excited, why we want God to get excited?
Amen.
We have to be excited about whatever is happening in our life. If there's no excitement for us, then why we don't have it all? You have to get excited. You have to be the first partaker of anything that you expect God to do for you. Amen, amen. I'm going to Sister Albertine. God bless you. Sister Albertine.
God bless you, Evangelist Bernard. And all the callers, and the lady who spoke first, I just want to, and Evangelist Bernard, that message was so right on time. I love the message. It was such a testimony to me, because when you're going through, you have to know that God is with you, and that sometimes God does interrupt and allow things to happen, because that's the only way he can show you who he truly, truly is. And, you know, people will be around you judging you, saying, well, if God was for you, then how come you lost your house? Then how come you lost your car? And you're irresponsible. Sometimes it's not about that. You are responsible because you seek God first. You're doing his work. You're diligently seeking him, and things can still happen. And that's why I was talking to a friend the other day. I said, don't shun her because she's going through, she's lost a lot. Things happen in life. I will pray for her because I know that mm-hmm. when you go through, God always has a ram in the bush, and that God mm-hmm. is just, that God has you on a path, and that he's doing things in your life, removing things and people out of your life so that he can bless you. And sometimes mm-hmm. he allows things to happen so that he can show you who people are around you. But you have to trust and believe and have faith in God. And all the things I went through this year, I still thank God. I don't mind because as I went through all the things, I lost my house, my car, the things that I lost, I know that God is going to give me back 10 times that amount. I trust and believe that. But God also had to show me people. He was showing me who I am. I'm writing again. I've got my show deals on the table. I've got my film deals on the table. And I'm sitting here homeless making film deals. I'm sitting here homeless shooting my reality show. That's God.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
what you said is just so right on time, and that we have, and stop letting people speak. Be careful what you speak, and don't let people speak negative things into your life, because like she said, if you agree with that, then that's what's going to come to pass. Keep positive people around you that will encourage you, and keep positive things together, and speak that word of God. Because that's what you want to hearken on, his voice and his word. And when you speak his word out in the atmosphere, it causes things. It causes things. It interrupts things. It interrupts negative things around you. It interrupts things who's speaking negative around you. Keep mm-hmm. God's word, continually speak it outward, and trust him. And I am living witness and testimony that that is true. And I thank you. I needed that word of encouragement today to just really keep me focused and really let me know the Lord, even though I'm going through the storm, I know you're with me. You're strengthening me and guiding me, and God will set you up and use you to help and encourage others as well. So I thank you for that word of God. I thank you. It was so encouraging. I'm going to use this today and to encourage others with that word of God today. It was very powerful. And I thank you for the I don't know the lady's name, the first one. What she said was just really powerful as well. And I thank you, Evangelist Bernard, and God bless you.
Amen, amen. Hang on in there. Hallelujah. If God has brought us to December 26th, hey, well, none of us have lost our lives. We still have a sound mind. We're not where we want to be. But praise God, we surely not where we was. Hey, glory to God. So I bless him, I bless him, I bless him. I'm expecting some miracles. I'm expecting some new doors. I'm looking for a miracle. The songwriter saying, I'm looking for a miracle. If you're not looking for one, how can you expect one? You got to look for it. Hallelujah. God is a miracle worker. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care how many folks don't think you're going to make it. You better prophesy to yourself this year. You better tell yourself, Adrian, if I sit at the gate, excuse me, I'm going to die. And if I go in the city, I'm taking another chance. But I'd rather take my chances going into the city. When I make it to the city, it will be all right. Oh, glory, I'm happy, I'm happy. I don't know about you, I'm happy. I didn't get no Christmas present. Hey, glory to God. But I wasn't worried about no present. I got the best present anybody could ever hope to receive. And that is, I have Christ Jesus. And glory to God, he reached down almost 30 years ago and pulled me out of a horrible pit. That's an everlasting gift. That's a perpetual gift. That's an eternal gift. Life everlasting. Hey, glory to God. You better get happy about God. Get happy about what you're expecting him to do. Sometimes we're just so sad and so downtrodden. And we don't believe God can do anything but fail. We don't believe he can do anything but lie. We don't believe that. If we believe it, guess what? He said, let the weak say that I'm strong. He said, I'll give you joy unspeakable, but we won't ask for it. Yeah, we'll mope around and, oh, don't nobody love me, don't nobody care about me. Please. Since the Corinthians just said, you in agreement with the enemy when you allow him to seduce you
when you allow him to start whispering into your ear and telling you what you are and what you are not, what you can and what you can't do. I can do, Philippians say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Not through yourself. Now, you need some strength from Christ. You can't do it by yourself. But God again give you the wherewithal of how he'll give you the knowledge. He'll give you the wisdom. He'll give you the instruction. He'll give you the guidance how to do this thing. Hey, he said, write your vision. Has anybody sat down and wrote their vision for the new year? What you expecting God to do? You still have time. We have 5 more days in this year. Write your vision. Yes, you've had a little talk with God, but he said, I want you to write it. He said, I already know what your heart's desire. I already know what you want to do. But guess what? Write it and make it plain and stick to it. Amen. Sister Ruby, we're going to Sister Ruby for a testimony. Hey, glory to God. Or whatever the Lord lays on our heart to say to the people on today. God bless you, Sister Ruby.
God bless you, Evangelist Bernard. And everyone on the line, been a beautiful testimony. What is that, Sister Corinthian testimony about the faith? And I was just—it was a blessing. And Sister Albertine went behind, and Prophetess Darlene is just a blessing. The words and anointing coming with it, you know, the words of God, but the anointing alongside of it. And I was just in my life and situation because I'm like 71 years old. I think I'm about the oldest one that's on the broadcast at this point on the day's, blocks I went. And I said, Lord, I done seen so many. I haven't been saved. But I have lost houses, had to go come 3,000 miles, lost businesses, and came out here, got on drugs, and not thinking about my retirement, because your mind is not set to think on that. Your mind is to the enemy keep telling you to get more, fill yourself up more. And I sit here and smoked up all my retirement money and on, and I'm saying, not thinking that I'm gonna get older and I'll have to leave the job and what kind of benefits I'm gonna have. But the Lord was gracious. He spoke to me and he said, I'm gonna save you, but clean up and go forth, and I will make sure you come out at a young age. Now, I had messed up all my money on that, them drugs, smoking and yielding and all like that. And finally, I got saved. I gave my life to the Lord and lost houses, furniture out here too. Been married twice, and it just didn't work. But the Lord, I wasn't saved then, but the Lord said, now you're going to have to get saved. He always sends somebody to witness to you or minister you, or he got somebody on their knees praying for you when he chooses you to come into the kingdom. And I said, okay, Lord, I'm going to come. I'm going to go to church. And I didn't know about going to church to be in a holiness church or whatever kind of church. I just thought I'd go to church on Sunday and go in there and sit down and get up and come back home and go to the Sunday service person. And the Lord saved me. And I'll tell you, it is so different. He gave me back. And listen, I said, you know, Jesus Christ is the best boss, the best pension you can ever get in your life when you're obedient and work for him. And I said, and I started working, and the Lord opened the door for me to get a bus driving job. And that was in 1974. And I think about 19, he let me stay out there in them streets to about 1990 or 91, and he said, you got to move now. So I started going. I think I told the story about going to the wig shop. Everybody go to the wig shop for hair. I was looking for Jesus in the wig shop because that's the way he led my salvation. So I'm saying then I got saved and start driving the bus and working for the Lord on that bus. And I'll tell you, he gave me the anointing, and I had the faith to believe that if Jesus said it, it was going to be done. I prayed, and he said to go. They would get on my bus, and I would start telling them about Jesus. And, you know, it's just something about Jesus because it's his ministry and his work. I would be on, when you're driving the bus, you got to keep a schedule. And I would pick them up, and the Lord would maybe put one on the bus,
And I would get in there and start talking to them about Jesus, all like that. And, I mean, I pulled over and laid, like, the layover point. And I'm just praising. The Holy Ghost came in there with one brother because he, Vaughn, he got on and he was bruised and beaten and on and on and on. And I shut the bus down because the anointing came on the bus. And I'm just, you know, telling him what does say the Lord say and on and on. So we exchanged phone numbers and he was in the VA hospital. So I told him, I see, now I'm a witness. So the Lord gave me the ministry a long time ago. So I'm saying, well, okay, I'll call you and I'll come. Come and get you at the VA and take you to church Sunday. And sure enough, I'd done it. But in the meantime, I didn't know that he had AIDS. I knew he was sick, but I didn't know that he had AIDS. But anyway, the Lord allowed me to bring him to church. And he said he wanted to be baptized and he wanted to be saved because he thought he knew that he was saved with the way he was living and going forth before he got on my bus. So anyway, we had a big child's pool. It was big out in the back of of the church. So I said, we're going to take him down deep in this one. So the pastor ran the water, and we got him baptized, you know, in Jesus' name. And it was so exciting. The Lord, he was already filled with the Holy Ghost, but the Lord anointed him more. And we gave him, and I said, well, Lord, the Lord told me to give him a baptism birth party. And he said to go get the cake and put it on there and get all the trimmings. And that's what we done. We gave him a baptism party at the church. So it was blessing, and he went down. So the Lord say he ready to take him to another church in San Jose. So I say, okay, Lord. So we left the church there. I left the church there to take him to San Jose to a pastor named Pastor Carew. Well, anyway, I got him there, and he lived in Campbell. So I would go pick him up on Sundays, and the men there would take him on Wednesdays. And he finally told me, and he said, well, I want to join this church. So in my heart, I knew my assignment was over. So he joined the church and he stayed. So I left and went on to Fremont to another church and you know, was a member there at the time because my assignment was over. But look, at God is awesome. Jesus, he's awesome. You don't know, but he's always working on your behalf. And I said, Lord, I thank so. Anyway, he kept down there, and he got more. She gave him more responsibilities and on and on and on and on. And finally, the Lord, he had AIDS. You know, this is about the testimony. I mean, I have witnessed to a lot of men. The Lord gave me a men's ministry. I have witnessed to a lot of ones and brought them in the kingdom. But this one touched my heart so that I said, I got to tell it everywhere I go because it's just awesome how Jesus healed this man of AIDS. And they put it in the San Jose paper in California, out here in San Jose, California. He was going to a church there. They wrote an article in the paper about how the Lord saved him and healed him of AIDS. And not only that, the Lord gave him a spiritual wife and restated his family with him. So I'm not knowing all this, but you know one thing? If you do anything for Jesus, he going to make sure you know. So something kept telling me about 2 years later to go to the Vallejo. They was having an altar workers meeting in Pastor Harris Church. And I say, they had a Saturday. They sent out an invitation. And I was just, I couldn't settle till I went. And me and Evangelist Joshua drove up there to his church. And I came in the church and I sat down and I happened to look across the pews and I said, that looked like Vaughn to me in my mind. I'm saying, it sure is Vaughn. And I went over there, I say, Vaughn? He said, Sister Ruby, and we embraced each other. And Evangelist Joshua was there with me. So the Lord, when you give a testimony, you need a witness, because I had been telling her about this particular case that the Lord had assigned me to at that point. And he went on to tell me that the Lord healed him of AIDS, and he was in the paper, and he was in San Jose with Pastor Carew's church. But my point is, I just thank the Lord, because you got to have that faith and believe that Jesus Christ will provide that provision for you. you have done anything, or he have done anything for you, or you in desperate need, you ain't got but a penny or 5 cents. The Lord will make a way where you going to get that money. He'll send a drunk to pay, give you that money that you need. And I say, Lord, I thank you, because the testimony I was telling people about, they never was with me or around me, and I done moved from San Jose area back up to Stockton, so they didn't know anything about my background. When I went into churches, the pastors would say, oh, I know you're anointed, you're an outreach worker, you know, just like that. So I went on, but they never knew all of my testimony in San, you know, in the Bay Area. So I'm saying, Lord, I thank you, because he let me know out of this man, this minister's mouth, that he healed him of AIDS personally. Okay. He sent me a personal testimony. And not only that, he let Evangelist Joshua witness what he said out of his mouth at this convention. So I say, without faith, you can't please Jesus. And you know one thing, the faith you got to have, I say, Lord, I thank you for this faith. Sometimes you waver, but if Jesus said it, he's going to do it, and he's going to make sure he have a witness so that they can let him know that it was so. So I'm excited. I got so many tests, but I thought that one reached my heart so much that I felt like I needed to share it. So pray my strength in the Lord, and it's just been a blessing. God bless. Back to you, Evangelist.
Amen, amen. Now, you know nobody can heal no one of AIDS but God. Amen. So that's a testimony right there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to get ready to wind it on down. Amen. Sister Corinthian had something else she wanted to share with you all. And if anybody else would like to share anything in our final minutes, you're welcome to do so. Amen. Sister Corinthian.
I just wanted to say that don't let your praise be predicated on how people treat you and predicated on what God does to you. Just know that God is worthy of your praise. If he don't do nothing else for you, God already done enough, and God is worthy to be praised. And he inhabits the praises of his people. So why don't you just give God the fruit of your lips and praise him? Because all glory and honor is due him. And that's what I wanted to share with you guys. Don't let your praise be predicated on what people do and how they treat you.
Amen, amen. That's a blessing right there. Hallelujah. See, Sister Patrice, let me see if Sister Patrice have a word of testimony she want to share. God bless you, Sister Patrice.
God bless you. God bless you all. Your goddaughter's testimony had really touched me. I just had to get off the line to take care of something. However, it's just like me, it's been a season where I have been doing a lot of complaining, and I have been calling on others to pray for me. And God just spoke to me one day. He just said, you can do this for yourself. You can hear from me for yourself. You don't need a prophet or a prophetess, because that power that I gave them, I also gave you. That understanding that I gave them, I also gave you. You know, and as I study the word and get it down in my spirit, you know, and I'm learning, you know, I haven't arrived yet. And, yeah, I might be a not-so-seasoned saint, but, however, God is still working with me, and I'm just so grateful for overcoming being the baby of the bunch now, if I could say that, you know, always whining and complaining. So this season I'm grateful to God that he's given me an understanding. He said, in all thy getting, get thee an understanding, for understanding is life. And I'm understanding why it's life, you know. And his word has just been so, oh, God, everything that you need is in his word, everything that you need, from a psychiatrist, maybe even being a pharmacist, you know. If we have the faith that we're supposed to have in him, we can overcome some of these illnesses that we have gotten in society. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm just thankful to God for understanding this season. I'm so thankful for the men and women of God that he has brought on here to share their testimonies, and also the word that has really, really been really profound in my life this season. And so I'm just grateful to God for everything. Like I said before, for the good, the bad, and the ugly, because all things work out for the good of those who love the Lord. And I just thank him this season. Amen, amen. And I ask that you guys pray that my understanding is even greater and God's will for my life. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And he understands us and he knows us better than any one of us.
Yes.
God knows everybody. Nothing here from him. Amen. So we're going to go back for our closing remarks. Prophetess Darlene, Sister Albertine, if you all have anything, Sister Ruby, anything else more to add? Amen. We're going to be looking to go forth with Provoke Fridays tomorrow with Pastor Edward Hamilton. So we will be on the line. You know, all days for us. Amen. So tomorrow is Provoke Friday. So we're looking forward to hearing a word from Pastor Hamilton. So Sister Ruby, Prophetess Darlene, Sister Albertine, if you all like to say anything else before we close, you're welcome to do so.
I just want to say that I am just so encouraged. And I thank God for your ministry, Evangelist Bernard. And I'm going to continue to pray for you and pray for all the listeners. And I just pray that the Lord just continue to minister into all of our lives with his word. And we just keep our faith and trust in the Lord because he says all things, not one thing, not two things. He says all things. And I just pray that we continually just come online and share the goodness and God's word with one another, fellowship with one another, because that's what it's all about. And I just thank you again for such a beautiful ministry. You have truly been a blessing to me. And I'm looking forward to 2014. I'm excited about it.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, we just want to let all of our listeners know, those of you that come in the chat room and listen live on the Internet, Sister Albertine, Sister Patrice been with us from the inception of this broadcast. Our co-host Sister Ruby is, I don't have enough words to say in regards to her, Prophetess Darlene, and my Sister Dawn and Sister Corinthian Jones and our family. Just, I mean, they're family to me. Amen. So I just thank God for all the women and men that come on the line and minister to the word. And those of us that call in and listen to Cammy, some of them we haven't seen in a little while, Evangelist Doris, Sister Kim Coleman, those that we don't hear on the line or see them, keep them lifted up in prayer. Amen. I will be contacting those that I haven't seen in a little while. I did send out some Merry Christmas texts to some of the people. So we just thank God for you all. I tell you, just continue to praise God. Continue to lift him up no matter what you're going through. Go back to that chapter in Exodus and read from chapter 30 all the way to like 36, 37. I tell you, and you will be encouraged. Amen. God encouraged Moses. Amen. Mm-hmm. And he was to please God. We all know he did some things that God wasn't pleased with, but guess what? He had a heart. Amen. And he had a mind to obey. So I'm asking the Lord to give us a mind this season to be able to distinguish his voice. Know his voice. Don't get acquainted with God's voice where you don't be led astray. And when that whispering demon come, you'll know. Yeah. That ain't of God. Amen. You'll be able to quickly recognize this is not of God. Amen. So, Sister Ruby?
Yeah, praise the Lord. I forgot to tell y'all a minute about, I started off when I had smoked up all my retirement money, and that's before I saved. But I was going to tell you that after I started working for the Lord, he restored that. And not only he restored I drove bus for 24 years. Not only did he restore my retirement money, this is for everybody, because once you get 65, whatever, you have to go on Social Security and then you have to go to Medicare. But I had the insurance for my job, but I didn't pay no attention to the age or whatever. But anyway, I wanted to let y'all know that he gave me all of my money back in my retirement, I think in 4 or 5 years or 6 or 7, I think. And he retired me. I retired out of that job at 56 years old. And I've been retired 15 years. And I mean the money I had wasted on them drugs and on like that. When you serve Jesus, he's the best
boss
ever had in my life. So I just wanted to close that because I said, Lord, I didn't tell him about what you done for me. I mean, I had spent every penny. I was going to the credit union, pulling out all of my savings and all like that. But when you work for the Lord and you're serious and you obey and obedient, he gives you back everything. At 56 years old. Pray my spirit to the Lord, everybody.
Yeah. Well, I want a testimony like that. I'm 3 years beyond 56 years old. Amen. But I know one thing, I'm working for the Lord. So the same thing he did for you, he can do it for me. Amen. Because I am investing in God's program, not my own. Amen.
Right.
So we bless God for you. God for you.
And Patriot Greg is on the chat room. Praise the Lord, Patriot Greg.
Bless the Lord, Patriot Greg. God bless you this holiday. We pray God's blessing upon you where you have a beautiful, anointed, successful, and prosperous 2014. Patriot Greg been listening to this broadcast for 2 years now. He's been with us from the inception. So God bless you, Patriot Greg. We appreciate all of your efforts and everything that you do to tune in and listen to A Time of Reflection. Amen. So we're going to go to Prophetess Darlene and let her close us out with a word of prayer. Remember, tomorrow is Provoke Friday. Get ready. We all have Pastor Hamilton, our life coach and pastor from Provoke to Purpose Ministries there in Houston, Texas. So God bless you. Prophetess Darlene, God bless you. Can you give them up? I want you all to know, too, Prophetess Darlene has a prayer line that comes on Tuesday evening and Saturday evenings at 8.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Can y'all hear me? Because my phone was going out.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, praise the Lord. You want me to give out my phone number? Because I couldn't hear her because my phone was going out and I had to run and get my cord.
Okay, she said give out your number to your prayer line.
Okay.
She gave the number Tuesdays and Saturdays, and then she asked you to close out.
Sister Ruby, I really appreciate that testimony. It was encouragement. It was a blessing. I just thank God for what God is doing in the people's life. I just thank God because every day I come on here, I get strength, I get encouraged, I get blessed. And God is taking me through something right now, and I know he's going to bring me up and out. So I just thank God for this broadcast once again. Thank God. I'm just rejoicing right now because God is doing a great thing and a new thing. And, you know, when he does a new thing, it's strange. It's strange. So I just thank God for the new thing. The woman of God spoken on yesterday, the new thing. My number is 712-432-1500, and the code is 211-498, and Saturdays at 8, it's overflow night. Tuesdays, we also come on at 8, and I think it's 5 o'clock Central and Eastern, and 8 o'clock if you're up north. So I just thank God for the prayer, my prayer line, what God is doing. We're going to close out in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We thank you for what you have done on this line on today. We thank you for your word. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for the woman of God. We thank you for what you want to do, God. We thank you for your strength, your healing, your deliverance. We thank you for joy, God. We thank you for peace. We thank you that we can stand on your word in a time of trouble. As we close out, let us not close out from you, God. Let us continue to be in your presence, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We do pray. We do thank you on today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Mr. Ruby, you can close us on out with a prayer. God bless you all. We'll see you on tomorrow for Provoke Friday.
Okay, God bless everybody. I'm going to go to Don't Do It Without Me by Bishop Paul Morton.
Don't do it without me, Lord.
I feel a special anointing in this place.
the glory.
Put these in my room, son.
Could you just, for just a moment, with the fruit of your lips, just begin to thank God? Come on, in your own words, if he's been good to you. If it wasn't for his grace, you wouldn't even be here tonight, but he's been good to you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I dare you to just give him the praise. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. You gotta tell it for yourself. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. Come on, help me say. Say it like you mean it.
Don't do
if you
it
want
you healing somebody, but don't do it without me.
Don't do it without me, Bishop Paul Morton, Jr. Okay, God bless. We'll see you tomorrow.